to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I'm Doug McBurney, a member of Denver Bible Church, and I'm with him.
Hey, Doug, it's so great to have you here in the studio. We've been going through the headlines. We've been doing the headlines Bob and Doug style.
Yeah.
It's been fun. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, he would do this. He would talk about the headlines.
Yeah.
And then he'd draw some moral of the story out of the current events.
Right. He'd take current events and he would give a biblical worldview.
Yeah, and pretty much that's the entire Old Testament.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Here's what's going on.
Right.
And here's why it's right or wrong.
Right.
Usually here's why it's wrong.
Usually, yeah.
I mean, look at the history of the world.
Unfortunately.
Usually it's liberals think that people are generally good because they generally don't read.
Yeah.
That's the only possible reason they could think that.
I don't know where they could possibly get this.
So let's try to have a current events Bible study. What's in the news, and how would God look at these issues?
Okay. Well, let's start out with, I don't know if you want to call it freedom of speech or what, but, you know, Jim Wilson, Representative Jim Wilson, he's in the news. Because he called
the truth teller from South Carolina.
Because he said the truth in a world that has been turned upside down by lies, he's being vilified.
When Obama was speaking to a joint session of Congress last week, he said, Obama said, we will not provide health care for illegal aliens.
You lie.
You lie. He said, you lie. And he is a liar.
That was that was just one of many lies.
And then there was total silence after. Remember the very next thing Obama said?
The very next thing he said was that not one dime will go to fund abortion. And you could have heard a pin drop.
And what a lie. So we have shown here on Bob and Your Live that Obamacare will pay for abortions for illegal aliens.
Wow.
That's what it will do.
So that was like a quadruple lie. Those two lies, you can multiply those by a factor of two
right,
or ten.
Right,
and just unbelievable.
You know, so a Republican says the truth, and what did he do immediately thereafter?
He got on his hands and knees and apologized.
He apologized.
I think he kissed Nancy Pelosi's shoes at
it's
some
the
point.
Falwell syndrome. I think he licked her shoes.
Oh, man.
It's the Jerry Falwell syndrome. On Tuesday, issue press release. On Thursday, issue an apology.
Right.
Every time they say something that's true, they apologize.
Right. Which, it's like bizarro world.
I mean, we pay for abortions. The first thing Obama did when he took the office of the White House is made sure we would pay for abortions in foreign countries.
Yeah.
We pay for abortions tax dollars in foreign countries. We're not going to pay for them here. Is he going to stop?
No, I have not heard a part of the health care plan that's being debated changing major policies on abortion.
And how many illegal aliens get government-funded health care every day in this country? There's got to be hundreds of thousands a month that get healthcare.
I believe that's happening
right now.
Through
our government-funded emergency rooms and clinics and so on.
Yeah, mostly in Los Angeles.
What is he going to do? Stop it all?
I haven't seen those big changes be announced. That's all.
So Obama is a liar.
And what's strange, even stranger than this, Bob, is just this morning on three different news outlets, I heard the reporters say, you know, coming up, Serena Williams, Kanye West,
The F-word tennis player.
She's the tennis player who cursed.
Right.
Kanye West, I don't know who he is, but he's an idiot who out of control.
A drunk, filthy, MTV, long hair, maggot infested, whatever.
Yeah.
Serena Williams, she said, I'm going to kill you, right?
Was it
the line judge?
She said it in a much more colorful fashion
than
that.
Was it the U.S. Open?
The line judge gave her a toe charge or something. Her toe was in the wrong place.
That's not good.
Not in tennis, apparently.
That's not good, but she said, I'm going to kill you, and the line judge says to the ref, she just said she's going to kill me.
Yeah.
So they said, well, that's it.
You're done.
That's the match.
Yeah.
And that's appropriate.
Yeah, Serena Williams was totally out of control. Gone ballistic.
Yeah.
And apparently Kanye West went ballistic on the MTV Video Music Awards and insulted another artist.
And I think he wasn't even on the show. He was drunk in the audience, and he just went up and grabbed the mic.
Is that right? I got to be honest with you, Bob. I don't generally catch the MTV Video Music Awards.
Well, that's good.
I'm not on top of that. We don't allow MTV in our house.
He was drinking cognac.
Cognac West. All right. Yeah. So Kanye West goes ballistic. Roger Federer, apparently yesterday...
He's a foul-mouthed tennis player. Yeah. Is that right, or am I making this up? I'm asking the...
He went ballistic.
The call screener, who's a
The spirit of John McEnroe must have somehow gotten onto the court. Although I don't remember if McEnroe cursed. Did he used to curse?
Who's that lesbian who used to play, and she played...
Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King. And remember she played that wimpy guy and showed that women...
Him. Yeah.
Women can be men, too.
Right. I don't think I was born yet, but I recall hearing about that.
And you know what's so tragic about that feminist movement?
Yeah.
They teach women that you're really not worth anything unless you're a man.
Yeah.
Unless you behave... God made us male and female.
Amen.
And viva la différence.
Yes, I agree.
Not that I like the French, but viva la différence.
But speaking of the différence,
yeah.
The différence is what we're losing here, because the news... I heard these three different news outlets... Basically equating Serena Williams, Kanye West, and Roger Federer's actions with Jim Wilson's. What do they all have in common?
Well, Jim Wilson told the truth, and he didn't cuss.
He did not curse, did he?
No.
But apparently...
He didn't threaten to kill anyone.
He didn't threaten to kill anyone. He didn't curse. But
they're comparing all these.
Yeah, they're basically going to do, is our culture becoming so harsh?
Yeah.
And can't we all just get along?
A blogger on ESPN actually... compared Serena Williams to people protesting at the tea parties.
Oh, is that right?
He said it's all the same thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
well,
who did they threaten to kill?
I don't recall.
What four-letter words are coming out of
the
leaders' mouths of these protests?
No, and none of their signs were vulgar.
And, Doug, you know, in Colorado, the personhood folks went to the tea parties.
Oh, yeah.
And got a lot of signatures.
It was tremendous.
At the Capitol, down in Castle Rock, up in Estes Park, all over the state. And I tell you, people who went to these protests, more of them on average would sign a personhood petition than the average church.
Ooh, now that's a pretty harsh condemnation of the state of the church.
Well, of the average church, and it's quite a compliment of the protesters.
Actually, you know what? I remember gathering signatures for personhood at a number of churches, and I was... fairly shocked at the response we had, especially in the Catholic churches. I would have thought we would have gotten
way high. And Protestant. Hey, did you go to a United Methodist church?
I don't think we were invited to any.
Serena Williams would have come out and smashed you over the head with a racket.
All right. Now that we've introduced Joe Williams,
yeah.
But before we go on, the telethon is going on.
Oh, the telethon.
I can't recall, where were we yesterday?
Oh, yes.
In the telephone.
I could tell you. Yesterday, the goal for the month is $40,000 to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the internet, reaching out to the country and around the world for another year.
Pretty small investment to do all that. $40,000.
$40,000 for a year. KGov.com,
yep.
One of the more popular Christian sites for Bible-based news talk.
Oh, yeah.
Pro-life creation. Anti-public school. Warning people about homosexuality.
Teaching people right and wrong, right from
right
wrong, which is a lost art.
Yeah.
Teaching people right from wrong. Or it's not lost yet.
No.
But we don't want to lose it. That's why we need the $40,000.
Yeah, that's right. So our middle of the month goal, today's September 15th.
That's right. It's the middle of the month.
I went to public school.
But you can still.
15 plus 15 is 30.
30 days, half September.
So that's it.
Yeah.
So the goal by today is $20,000. And yesterday we were at 17,500.
Okay, 17.5 yesterday. Today we're at $18,769.
Whoa, $18,000. So basically $1,250.
And we've got about 9 hours.
All right.
So we need to raise another $1,300 today.
$1,300. So please, if you can, please call in and help keep us on the air for another year on the internet at kgov.com. 1-800-8-NYARDS.
And if you want to be on the show and you want to comment on Kanye West, Jim Wilson, Roger Federer, Truth,
of
that,
1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278.
Now, there's been, they're at the House of Representatives. They apparently have guidelines as to how you may and how you may not insult or call into question the executive branch.
You're kidding me.
I wasn't
aware.
At the House of Representatives. Now, we pulled this off of Politico.com. Assuming that it's accurate.
Yeah.
We don't know. But we're assuming this is accurate.
They're sufficiently credible that this is the House rules for how to address the Obama administration.
Right.
And the Clinton administration.
Right.
I think they drafted these when Bill Clinton was president.
That must be when they came up with this, because that's when this type of thing started to happen on a regular basis.
Right.
Anyway, you could use words like disgrace and nitwit.
You could say that.
You could say.
I mean, that's in the rules.
That's in the rules. But here are the things you cannot do. Here are the things you cannot say. You cannot call the president a liar.
What if he lies?
Just shut up and take it.
Okay.
Okay? Just right. Sit down and shut up.
Right.
He's the president of the United
These
States.
These are the beautiful people who believe in free speech, right?
Right.
And diversity.
Inclusiveness.
Yeah.
And tolerance.
You can't, if the president lies, don't question authority.
That's
just
right.
Shut up and take it. And I tell my kids, whenever we go on a hike, we go to a national park, and there's a mess, and I say, kids, this is your job. You're Christians. Your job is to clean up the mess after the liberals.
That's
so
right.
So clean this up.
And get used to it, because you're going to be doing it for
get
a long
used
time.
To it. Your job is to clean up the mess that liberals make. That's your job for the rest of your life.
And apparently they're going to be...
That comes from Ephesians 3. And apparently why?
Well, if you can't call the president a liar, apparently the liberals are setting themselves up to make mistakes for quite some time into the future.
You know, if while I'm in a good state of mind, if I'm lying and someone can confront me and expose me, I want them to do it while I'm thinking in a good frame of mind.
Yeah.
At the moment I'm telling a lie, I probably don't want to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm saying in a good frame of mind, I would never pass a rule at Denver Bible Church that no one could say that the pastor is a liar.
No, that
could you imagine?
If you passed that rule, I would leave the church.
You would?
Yeah, if we couldn't ever confront you.
Right, scratch that rule, guys.
What if,
scratch
what,
that rule.
All right, the number to call, 1-800-836-9278.
I mean,
if you want to be on the show.
What an insult to everyone.
It's unbelievable.
It is absolutely unbelievable.
I think they had a rule like this in the Supreme Soviet. And it was backed up with the whole gulag thing.
Yeah.
You know, back when. Now, here's another thing that you cannot say. You cannot call the president a hypocrite.
What if he's a hypocrite?
Like I said, you need to be tolerant of his hypocrisy.
Just shut up and take it.
Shut up and take it. In fact, enjoy it.
You know,
he's the president of the United States.
The Bible calls people liars and hypocrites.
What was the deal with King David? Who was the prophet? Was it Nathan?
Nathan.
Who prophesied against King David?
Yeah.
Now he was higher than the president. He was the king.
He was the king.
And he was lying. He was being a hypocrite.
Yeah, and how about John the Baptist? The Lord loved John the Baptist, and he talked about Herod the king being an adulterer, incestuous adulterer.
That's
but they did have a rule. You couldn't say that back then, too.
I think, yeah. They had those rules back then. Apparently,
and they said
these rules,
if you say it, you get your head cut off.
Yeah.
So it was more severe back then.
Yeah. Now, here's a third thing that you must not do. You can't describe the president's veto of a bill as cowardly.
Oh, come on, Doug. You're making this up.
Cowardly? That's pretty harsh.
I mean,
stuff.
In the book of Revelation, at the end of the book, it lists the sins that are going to send people to hell.
Yeah, the sins that God particularly hates the most.
Yeah, I mean, every sin will send you to hell unless you repent and trust in Jesus Christ.
Right.
His death and resurrection.
But there are some sins that by their very nature,
especially
they multiply sinfulness and they encourage sinfulness in other people.
Exactly.
God hates those sins particularly.
And so sometimes he'll say, there are seven sins I really abhor. Here are these abominations.
Right.
So he lists them now and then.
In Revelation, I believe he does make mention
of the cowardly.
He mentions cowardly by name.
Yeah. Those who will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone.
That's hell.
Which is the second death.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ says the cowardly.
Wow.
Unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. So if John the Baptist did not confront Herod for adultery and incest, then Herod could go to bed, sleep easy at night, thinking he has the tacit approval, at least, of the religious leaders.
Right, putting his own soul in danger.
But John the Baptist didn't want to have Herod's blood on his hands, so he warned Herod to repent. So Jesus said, if you're a coward, if you're a liar, if you're pro-choice, there's a murderer there.
Okay.
You're going to the lake of fire. You're going to hell. And so the House of Representatives, They trump all this and they say, you can't say that.
Well, maybe they feel like if they pass these rules, they can keep themselves out of hell because they'll never be called liars or hypocrites or cowards. But they're actually doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, if I'm being cowardly, I want to be confronted by people who care about me.
I would like to know that because I don't want to be known as a coward or remembered as a coward.
That'll never happen.
I don't want to be that. So if I am
Doug,
cowardly,
if there's a foxhole somewhere, I want to be in it next to you.
All right, now the fourth thing that you must not do, the fourth thing that the House rules call an abomination, is to charge that the president has been intellectually dishonest.
Oh, come on.
Now, that's really pushing it. I mean, cannot assert that the president's been intellectually dishonest.
That's just so genteel, you know.
That's just really. All right, now there's a fifth thing that you must not do. Yay, a fifth that is an abomination. You may not refer to the president as giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Except when he is.
Well, no, even if he is, you're not allowed to refer to that.
Well, except that when he is, no?
No.
There's
in fact,
no exception.
I think these rules are written for when the president is actually doing these things. Why else would they come up with these rules?
Right.
Because the president must be doing these things. All right, now the sixth thing, yay the sixth, that is an abomination on the House floor, is to refer to alleged sexual misconduct on the president's part.
Come on. So this is just unbelievable.
No, that proves the point. That this obviously happened when Bill Clinton was president.
These rules were written when Bill Clinton was president and molesting his
interns, at least one
subordinates, women,
campaign workers,
crisis visiting the Oval Office, raping campaign workers like Juanita Broderick.
So on. Just right there, you might. Well, wait a minute. You're not in the House of Representatives, so I guess you're allowed to refer to it.
Yeah.
But so don't ever run for the House because you'll get in a lot of trouble.
I'll run for the House, but not to take office. Charge!
You in the last 5 minutes now.
Charge! Let's throw Bibles at them.
Now, these rules, they're just so bizarre. I mean,
But these are Democratic rules.
I believe these are Democratic rules.
Right.
Republicans would never do anything like this. Right?
Oh, Republicans would do worse.
How could you do worse than
you
this?
You remember Ronald Reagan's 11th Commandment? I mean, that was really bad.
Oh,
that was
one of
the dark moments in American history. And I love Ronald Reagan. He led his son, Michael Reagan, to the Lord.
Yeah.
We heard that from Michael Reagan when I had the joy of interviewing him.
Yeah.
But he is, of course, a compromiser on child killing and homosexuality and all this stuff.
Not Michael, but
Michael Reagan.
Oh.
But
well,
Ronald Reagan, he was a Christian.
Yes.
But he packed the courts with pro-aborts. He put, you know, it's just tragic. The
but
lost opportunity.
He did achieve some level of earthly success, though, Ronald Reagan.
Sandra Day O'Connor, he put her on the court.
Right.
And she was a known pro-abort.
Well, he wanted to.
Jerry Falwell agreed. He called Jerry Falwell and said, Jerry, I know people are saying she's pro-abortion, but would you do me a favor and don't say anything until after the hearings?
And Jerry said,
Falwell, by his own mouth, we heard this because he did an interview on this before he died.
Yeah.
He said, I agreed to keep silent.
Mm.
And she was a pro-abort.
Wow.
And she was confirmed, and 20 years later, she's a known open pro-abort on the U.S. Supreme Court, and Jerry Falwell says, you know, by keeping silent, I still think I did the right thing.
Wow.
See the cowardice that we have among our Christian leaders.
Cowardice, that could qualify for hypocrisy as well.
Hypocrisy.
And in his silence, I think he qualifies as a liar because he knew it wasn't true.
He knew she's a pro-abort, and even after she's fully expressed as a pro-abort on the U.S. Supreme Court, I still think it was good that Ronald Reagan nominated a pro-abort and that we stood by and saw her confirmed.
It is a shame to see what has happened to the Christian leadership in this generation.
Yeah, and that, you know, that was the number one issue that got Ronald Reagan elected.
Right.
I remember.
Oh, pro-life.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the exit polls. It was a double-digit lead for Reagan on the abortion issue.
Yeah.
Double-digit. And he, although I think in his heart he was fully pro-life.
I think he wanted to do the right thing.
He was he was led astray by partisan politics.
He was seduced.
You can't be an extremist.
Right.
Ronnie, you can't be an extremist.
Right. To say that
your wife, you know what she would do to you if you nominated an extremist pro-lifer?
Oh, yeah. He would have been hard to live with Nancy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how extreme is it to say that innocent people should not be killed with Right. Under color of
law.
Well,
if you're a Republican, that's pretty extreme.
That's extreme.
So, Doug, Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. Do you remember what it was?
Thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican.
Yeah, that is one of the darkest moments in American history for this reason. Ronald Reagan is viewed as a Christian, conservative, pro-life hero who's going to help the nation be restored to our former moral foundation.
I know. People are always wondering, who's going to be the next Reagan? He's like the pattern that the conservatives wish to build their next great leader out.
Yeah, and the pattern, the Apostle Paul says, I'm your pattern. And he says, follow me as I follow Christ. Jesus Christ is our pattern.
Right.
And Ronald Reagan, I love him, but when he said, when he gave, he said, this is the 11th commandment. Don't criticize a fellow Republican. The problem with that 11th commandment is it vetoed, it annulled the first 10. Mm. The first 10 are now set aside. Because if he's sexually immoral, if he's a thief, if he bears false witness against his neighbor, if he murders unborn children, you can't speak, you can't criticize him if he's a Republican. And that is a poison that has destroyed from Ronald Reagan's own mouth, a poison that he put into the body politic in America.
It inflicted us with the likes of Arlen Specter.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Arlen Specter is the poster boy for Reagan's 11th commandment.
Yeah, and Linda Lingle, the governor, Republican governor of Hawaii, who couldn't be more pro-lesbian, pro-child killing, pro-everything wicked. And she gets the endorsement of National Right to Life against their actual pro-life conservative.
Man.
So...
it's scary, Bob. It's someone needs to hold these conservatives.
If you listen to Sean Hannity.
Yeah. Not going to happen. But if I did.
If you did.
Yeah.
Would you hear him explain to the audience how Ronald Reagan filled the federal courts with pro-abortion judges and how he helped to destroy the Republican Party by saying you can't criticize its leaders?
Sean Hannity, I don't think would say that. No,
he wouldn't say that.
I don't think so, and that's why I don't listen.
How about Glenn Beck? Would he say it?
No, Glenn Beck would not say it.
Well, hopefully they'll.
What about
learn.
Rush Limbaugh?
He wouldn't say it.
No. Hugh Hewitt.
He'd never say
it. No, he wouldn't say it.
No.
Neil Bortz.
Duh.
He wouldn't say
it. You remember that I had a fun debate with him on national sales tax.
Yeah.
And after that debate, I asked him, we're still on the air. I said, Neil, do you think you, how do you think you did in the debate? He said, oh, I think I did very well. Do you think you won? Yeah, I think I won. Well, would you put a link to this debate for 1 week on your homepage for 1 week? He said, absolutely, absolutely.
He did.
And he never put it on.
Oh,
he never.
Neil.
Because he won the debate, and that's why he wouldn't put the link.
Of course.
Right, he got slaughtered.
Speaking of hypocrisy. Wait a minute. Dennis Prager.
What?
You're asking
if evolution is true?
No, I'm asking if Dennis Prager would acknowledge that Ronald Reagan...
He would acknowledge that is a way to annul the first 10 commandments is to say you shall not criticize a fellow Republican.
Now, there's nothing wrong with having heroes and acknowledging heroic good things that people have done.
That's right.
But we cannot allow our leadership, which... I mean, the leadership informs... the people and the masses.
You can't shift your loyalty from God to a Republican candidate or from God to the pastor at Denver Bible Church. I want people at our church to point out if I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
If I am cowardly, if I'm a liar, if I'm immoral, I want them to point it out. You know, Doug, there was one ministry we were involved with. This is going back a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we demand... of people who work with us, we demand loyalty to our director.
Uh-huh.
And I was just utterly stunned.
Yeah.
I thought, could I possibly say to the members of Denver Bible Church, I demand your loyalty?
No.
You cannot criticize me. Could you imagine that? I mean, the Apostle Paul blasted St. Peter.
Yeah.
He blasted him to kingdom come.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible how he blasted him, but most Christians are superficial with Scripture, and so they don't even know that there was tension between Peter and Paul, and that Paul blasted Peter, and Peter took it because he was wrong.
Yeah, and Paul won the argument.
Paul won the argument.
And he had the guts, and that was, I'm sure it was uncomfortable for Paul to confront. Peter was, at the time, probably the most prominent Christian leader.
Yeah, he was
the most.
You know, of the 12 apostles, he's in the inner circle of Peter, James, and John.
Right.
And he was really the key apostle of the inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul just blasted him. And I don't even want to tell people listening what chapter of the New Testament Paul did that. I'd rather they find it on their own.
Yeah, just read through the New Testament, and you'll stumble across it. And
yeah.
Most people are pretty surprised when they stumble across it, because generally it's not a topic that's discussed in church very often. It doesn't make a lot of sermons.
Right.
That particular.
Yeah, and we went to Antioch.
Yeah,
Doug.
That's where they were first called Christians.
That's right. That was Paul's headquarters.
Right.
Peter's headquarters was Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul. That's where he blasted Peter, and there's a plaque there today.
Yeah.
And the plaque is itself an abomination. Yeah. And it says, this is the site where Peter and Paul figured out the food arrangements for their followers.
Oh, I kind of get that because I'm familiar with the scripture.
It's just
so
despicable.
You couldn't miss the point any bigger than...
What, would Paul take a fit like he did because there wasn't enough pastrami for the Gentiles? Come on!
I don't think so.
Oh, my.
All right.
Okay.
All right, do we have any... Well, we've only got just a short period of time. We're only...
Yeah, a minute left.
Back to the telethon. We're at $18,769. We're trying to raise $40,000.
$40,000.
A pretty modest investment.
To keep this show on the internet.
No, no. It's about teaching people right from wrong. It's about holding our conservative leaders accountable to Jesus Christ and the truth of the gospel.
Because people get lost in Fox News. They get so consumed. They think that, I'm being a good Christian because I'm mad at Obama.
Yeah, I don't allow Fox News in the house either. Just so you know, that's just my own personal taste.
Yeah.
But MTV and Fox News are the only two channels that we block.
How about the food channel?
No, now food we do allow, although there are a bunch of liberals. I don't want to get off on that, though.
Iron Chef, is that a good show?
Yeah, Iron Chef is, it's not what it used to be. We need to raise $1,300 by midnight tonight. We've only got 8.5 hours left. Call us 1-800-836-9278. Make a modest investment to keep the truth getting out there to the people who need to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doug, you know, the economy is in a crisis. The housing market is suffering.
We're going to have to talk about that tomorrow, Bob, because I heard that we're coming out of this thing. I heard that the recession was over.
I don't know. What, 9.5% unemployed?
Oh, no.
But you know what Cheryl and I did to try to deal with it? We refinanced. We closed today.
All right.
With a 15-year mortgage.
Great.
4.75%. That's not bad. But we got to be wise to handle this economic crisis. God bless you all.